News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. Tropical storm watch up as Michael makes its way into the Gulf. Details with Dr. Bill coming up right now. 70, heading for a high in the 80s. We'll check Doc's full forecast right after Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, so far, if you're traveling across the Bayway from Daphne and Spanish Fort into the downtown area, we've got a quiet ride and accident-free conditions. Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear through the city so far. Accident-free conditions and a smooth ride in. Dinner and a thriller at the Battle House Hotel, Saturday, October 27th, with a Halloween dinner and show performed by the Mobile Mystery Theater. You can make reservations by going online to eventbrite.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad you're here. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, with a lot to do today as Michael makes its way into the Gulf, impacting, well, the cone of uncertainty somewhere to just to our east, to the Big Bend of Florida.
They do call it the cone of uncertainty for a reason, though.
That's right. Because why?
Because it's uncertain.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Thought maybe you knew something I didn't know. Yeah, so we'll talk to Dr. Bill at 6:35. Some pretty in-depth analysis of the track of Michael and what it means for us. If it does go east of us, what does it mean? You know, if even if it goes as far east as Apalachicola, one of the areas that's up on that cone of uncertainty, what does it mean for our weather? I can tell you this. Already roughed up the seas in the Gulf. Will we have additional rainfall from that and all that? We'll get into details with Dr. Bill. Also, his timeline, when exactly he sees landfall on this. 6:35 with that. We'll check back with Kane for a traffic update. We will add that there is some work being done, once again, actually continues to be done, on Florida Street between Dolphin Street and Old Shell. Had a situation last week where you could barely navigate. I think it was down to one lane on Dolphin there, and you could get onto one part of Florida there or come in from the Old Shell side. Looks like, as of what we understand this morning, the intersection completely. In other words, you will not be able to go from Dolphin Street onto Florida Street as of this morning.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, could be a problem, so plan accordingly on that. We'll get an update with Kane in the traffic department coming up. Right now, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin in our nation's capital as a bitter battle between both sides of the aisle comes to an end, and Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Senator Shelby of Alabama and other Republicans were applauding this vote. Shelby had voted in favor of Kavanaugh after a brief FBI investigation of allegations against him. Associate Justice Kavanaugh was sworn in Saturday and was expected to start work in the next day or so. Quote, during the hearings, I found Judge Kavanaugh's testimony to be credible. I also found the subsequent FBI report to be thorough. That's according to Richard Shelby. He goes on to say, it is evident that the accusations against Judge Kavanaugh are uncorroborated, and there is no confirmation of any of the alleged misconduct. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were both in their teens. Senator Doug Jones, also of Alabama, voted against the confirmation and had called for a step back from the extremes of partisan politics. Meantime, back to those who are applauding the move. Martha Roby says, in part, I am pleased that the United States Senate voted to confirm him. Representative Bradley Byrne says, this process and the shameful tactics used have been an embarrassment to our nation, but I hope we can now move forward as a country and not return to these pathetic political games again. A missing persons report is in effect, and the Eufaula Police Department needs your help to find 68-year-old Minnie Lee Hill. She was last seen wearing blue jeans and a dark shirt around 2 p.m. October the 6th in Eufaula. She may be suffering from a condition that may impair her judgment. She also may be traveling in a 2011 bronze Kia Optima with Alabama plate 0410AH6. Authorities are not sure as to the direction of her travel, but if you have information, call 334-687-1200 or call 911. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 612 FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, as you wake up and get started with this week, you've got the tropical storm watch in effect right now for what is Tropical Storm Michael. We're looking at a track right now, tropical storm watch in effect, small craft advisory as well for our area. National Weather Service has issued that tropical storm watch. Winds will increase between 20 to 25 knots today, should strengthen through tomorrow. Tropical storm force winds will be possible from tomorrow night through Wednesday. You want to get offshore? Don't. Seas 7 to 10 feet today, building 12 to 15 late tomorrow. Wow. Over unprotected Gulf waters. Small craft advisory put into effect today. We'll get details on the track of Michael from Dr. Bill coming up at 6:35. Check in with News 5 next.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Still no arrest in a fatal shooting on Dexter Avenue in Mobile. The shooting happened Sunday morning about 8 o'clock. Mobile police and Mobile Fire Rescue responded to that call. The victim was rushed to the hospital but died from his injuries. Family members gathered near the police tape trying to learn more about what happened.
This is the second person's been shot in our family in a couple of weeks.
A Facebook Marketplace shopper was robbed at gunpoint in Mobile. Now police are looking for 21-year-old Londresso Poor Spencer. Police say he posed as a woman selling an iPhone on the social media site. He's then accused of pulling a gun on the would-be buyer and taking her money and cell phone. If you know where to find Poor Spencer, you're asked to call Mobile Police's tip line. An indoor marijuana farm was found at an Okaloosa Island apartment. The sheriff's office says they found a pound and a half of weed growing inside. 25-year-old Fabian Pabon and 21-year-old Leanne Pabon were arrested after the couple tried to run from officers. They're both charged with possession, intent to distribute, cultivation of marijuana, and possession of paraphernalia. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You're all set? Here's your Wind Creek Rewards card.
Thank you.
And here's all your free play.
Oh, I can't wait to play.
Your free dining offers.
Yum, delicious.
Free hotel stays.
Oh, this bed's comfy.
And so much more. All right, Joe, back her in.
Oh, wait, what is all this?
There's so much more.
Amazing.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
A few thunderstorms today, showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. I'm staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. My complete forecast is coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5. The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never-ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt.
Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Lots of upsets in college football this weekend, with 8 of the teams in the top 25 falling and 3 teams from the top 10. The Auburn Tigers were one of those teams. They lost to Mississippi State on Saturday 23-9. In a battle of struggling offenses, the Bulldogs came out on top with 349 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. The Tigers plunged in the AP Top 25 after their second loss of the season. They fell from 8th to 21st in this week's poll. The Oklahoma Sooners fell from 7th to 11th in this week's poll after losing to Texas on a last-minute field goal in the Red River Showdown. Yesterday, the Sooners released longtime defensive coordinator Bob Stoops. The 48 points scored by Texas on Saturday were the most ever scored against Oklahoma in that game. The LSU Tigers were beaten in Gainesville by the Florida Gators 27-19. With their first loss of the season, the Tigers fell from 5th in the AP poll to 13th, while the Gators jumped from 22nd up to 14th. The rest of the top 10 rankings following this weekend: Central Florida remains undefeated and are now ranked 10th. Texas moved up 9 spots to number 9. Penn State is ranked 8th. Washington slowly working their way back up the board after that early season loss to Auburn. They're now ranked 7th. West Virginia is undefeated and ranked 6th. Notre Dame picked up a road win over ranked Virginia Tech. They're up 1 spot to number 5. And the top 4 remains unchanged from last week. Clemson received 1 first place vote at number 4. Ohio State received a first place vote at number 3. The Georgia Bulldogs are ranked 2nd. And the Alabama Crimson Tide still ranked 1st with 59 of 61 total first place votes. Right now in the FM Talk 106.5 Pick'em Challenge, JTD leads a close group with 246 total points. Flea Flicker and Big Al I Hit Dingers are both 1 point behind the leader. Wow. While Pick'em Professor alone in 4th place, 2 points behind JTD. I'm currently hot on everyone's tail.
Yeah.
In 77th place. Only need 37 points to catch up. That's just a whole week's worth of games.
So. I'm at the point where I'm just about to give up.
About to get back up for that toys
waving,
to go home.
Waving that white flag.
Yeah, that's right.
In the Major League playoffs, the Atlanta Braves were not ready to wave that white flag. They won a thriller yesterday to force a 4th game today in the NLDS. The Braves beat the LA Dodgers 6-5 in Atlanta after gaining and then losing a 5-run lead. Down 2-0 and facing the sweep, the Atlanta Braves loaded the bases in the 2nd inning and scored a run when pitcher Sean Newcomb was walked by 4 straight balls. Next up, with the bases still loaded, rookie Braves slugger Ronald Acuna Jr. made the biggest hit of his career.
The 3-1, and Acuna swings. It's a high drive to left center field. Taylor back, at the wall, it is gone! A grand slam for Acuna!
The Dodgers weren't done, though. They would tie the game in the 5th inning with a Max Muncy solo home run. But the very next inning, Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman would return the favor with the game-winning homer.
It's Freddie Freeman! That ball is gone! The Braves are back in front!
Dodgers now lead the series 2-1. Braves will try to tie the series in Atlanta with Game 4 set to begin this afternoon at 3:30. The Milwaukee Brewers will face the winner of that series in the NLCS after they finished a sweep of the Colorado Rockies yesterday with a 6-0 win. Today, Houston could complete an ALDS sweep over the Cleveland Indians. Game 3 is set to begin at 12:30. Boston and the New York Yankees each have 1 win in their ALDS series. Game 3 is in the Bronx tonight at 6:40. And in the NFL, the Carolina Panthers beat the New York Giants on a walk-off 63-yard field goal from kicker Graham Gano.
Ball is placed down. Gano from 63 yards out. It is good.
The Panthers' 33-31 win. Yeah, 63 yards, and that wasn't even in Colorado.
Yeah, no, that wasn't even the thin air.
That was basically at sea level. 63-yard winner. Panthers now 3-1 this season. Kansas City and the LA Rams remain the league's only 2 undefeated teams, with the Chiefs crushing Jacksonville 30-14 and the Rams surviving the Seahawks 33-31. Last night, the Houston Texans won the Battle of Texas over the Dallas Cowboys in overtime, 19-16. And tonight, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees could
break a record and meet a milestone if he has a good night against the Washington Redskins.
Does he need three?
He needs four touchdown passes to become the fourth quarterback in NFL history to throw for 500 career touchdown passes. But listen to this one. He's only 201 passing yards shy of breaking Peyton Manning's all-time record of 71,940 yards passing. He could break that record tonight in New Orleans when the Saints take on the Redskins at 7:15. 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, Mr. World here, about to experience one of the world's fastest fighter jets. It reminds me of Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses, because their in-store labs can help you get your glasses super fast. Like, same day fast. Wear them home today fast. Ooh, better pack a parachute fast.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, so far the few accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways pretty quick. A nice ride from Daphne, Spanish Ford across to Bayway and the Causeway. Mobile, you're clear from Dolphin Street, Moffitt, and also Airport and 65. No delays and no wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 6.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:23, FM Talk 106.5. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who told us to be on the lookout for that area of showers in the Caribbean, in the Western Caribbean.
He said it bears watching.
Sean, it bears watching. And, well, it is borne fruit in the form of what will be Tropical Storm Michael. We'll get more details coming up. First, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Governor Kay Ivey making sure that our fallen firefighters will never be forgotten. On Sunday, the governor ordered flags on state property to be flown at half staff to honor firefighters killed in the line of duty. U.S. and state flags were lowered from sunrise to sunset to observe the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service. This request is in accordance with a proclamation from President Donald Trump. Every year, our country honors fallen firefighters in the month of October during a service at the site of the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial near Washington, D.C. Governor Kay Ivey's opponent, Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox, has released his first statewide television ad of this general election. In the 30-second ad, Maddox mentions his three terms as mayor, the city's recovery from the tornado disaster of 2011, and that he is, quote, pro-life and, quote, pro-Second Amendment, saying, as your governor, I'll make you two promises. I will never put my party ahead of the people, and I will never lie to you. Alabama voters will take to the polls in the general election coming Tuesday, November the 6th. Baldwin County residents wanting to enjoy the outdoors remain on high alert after more fox and raccoon attacks have been reported in the Fairhope area. Alabama Department of Public Health announced on Friday that a woman was attacked by a fox at her home in Fairhope. That's when she went outside on her porch to feed her cat. Authorities say she was attacked by the fox and bitten on her calf and thumb. The fox was not caught. 24 hours later, another woman was bitten by a raccoon while she was in the parking lot of Thomas Hospital in Fairhope. Officials were able to catch that raccoon, which tested positive for rabies. Both women have started post-exposure rabies treatment. According to the environmental director of the Southwestern District, foxes have bitten 7 people and 2 dogs in Baldwin County since May the 21st. Officials are reminding you that you can call the Baldwin County Health Department if you have questions. 251-947-3618 or the toll-free number 1-800-338-8374 of the ADPH. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
625 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad to have you here. Dr. Bill is going to join us here shortly. Got some tropical weather talk to do with him, plus a work week forecast. Dalton and I were during the news break there. You had mentioned the UFC over the weekend. All I knew, and I actually had not caught up with the details on it. I know I'd gotten off the tractor Saturday evening, gone and watched college football, had ESPN still on till late, and they went to the Sports Center. And they, what time do these fights start? I know it's Mountain Time, I guess, there in Nevada. But
yeah, so late. The pay per view starts at 9 p.m. our time.
Okay, because it was already late. I was like, you got to get to bed, Sullivan. You know, daylight will be there at 6. So, but I still had Sports Center on. They were previewing this fight out in Vegas. Had Stephen A. Smith talking about it and had laid out how Conor McGregor was not the favorite in the fact that the Dagestani he was fighting, who is
a Dagestani wrestler.
And this guy is undefeated. Yeah. Hasn't even lost a round, I think.
No, he hadn't. He was 26-0 going into this fight. Now he's 27-0. But his name, Khabib Nurmagomedov, and he is.
It's easy for you to say.
He's from Dagestan. He's been fighting here in America for a few years now. But Conor McGregor, maybe the most popular worldwide fighter outside of Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
And he's known for his trash talk going into the fights, and he went deep going into this fight, bringing up religion, which Nurmagomedov is Muslim, right, and bringing up his manager, who apparently worked for the FBI but was a double agent working on behalf of the Muslims of America.
Post 9/11, yeah.
Some crazy stuff that I don't think anybody knew about going into this fight. So it got really personal.
You're telling me that Conor McGregor, not only a good fighter and good trash talker, he has a research department where he's getting
apparently.
All the...
He's got the master of mental warfare. But after he lost on Saturday night, Khabib apparently really took it personal, and so did his entire team, because Khabib Nurmagomedov jumped the cage to fight one of McGregor's teammates outside of the cage.
Jumped the cage.
Jumped out after winning, and then two of his teammates jumped into the cage and started fighting McGregor. It was total mayhem in Las Vegas on Saturday night.
People got their money's worth, I guess, out of that one. All right, dude, we're coming right back.
Hi, Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Florida Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency ahead of Tropical Storm Michael. The emergency includes the state's Panhandle and Big Bend areas that are expected to be hit on Wednesday. Forecasters say Michael can easily become a hurricane before it hits the Panhandle.
So let's all stay safe, stay alert to weather updates, and watch this storm closely. It can still change direction and impact any part of our state.
Michael is so big that its tropical storm winds are stretching 200 miles from its center. Sand is being made available this morning for those in Okaloosa County. The Okaloosa Board of County Commissioners will offer the sand beginning this morning. Bags will not be provided. The National Weather Service has issued a high rip current warning ahead of Tropical Storm Michael. That warning extends from Dauphin Island to Destin. And the Democratic candidate for governor in Florida, Andrew Gillum, is putting his campaign on hold for 2 days before the expected arrival of the storm. Gillum's campaign says he'll be focusing on storm preparations. Michael is expected to affect Tallahassee, where Gillum is the mayor. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your 2 and 4-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Tropical Storm Michael is heading toward the Gulf Coast with the Florida Panhandle and areas west of that on track to get some severe weather. Meteorologist Ivan Cabrera tells us Michael's expected to become a hurricane today.
About 100 miles an hour. Inland, it'll be 85, the timing of which in and around Panama City Beach, a Category 2 hurricane with 100-plus mile-an-hour winds Wednesday at 3 p.m. As you know, this area very vulnerable to storm surge. That could be catastrophic there.
Florida Governor Rick Scott has already declared a state of emergency for 26 counties. Damage from a possible tornado last night has forced the closure of part of a state highway in northern Oklahoma's Osage County. A relative says the limo that crashed in upstate New York, killing 20 people, was carrying passengers to a 30th birthday party for one of the four sisters on board. All died. Pakistan's top court has just postponed a ruling on the final of appeal of a Christian woman on death row since 2010 over blasphemy charges. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Elon Musk's SpaceX pulled off the first West Coast launch and landing of its reusable Falcon 9 rocket last night, lighting up the skies of California. The rocket, carrying an Argentinian satellite, blasted off from Vandenberg Air Force Base near Santa Barbara around 7:20 and landed on a concrete pad at the base about 15 minutes later. All previous Falcon 9 launches had been from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Airbus is poised to name the head of the plane-making unit and effective number 2, Guillaume Faury, as its next CEO. Faury is set to replace Tom Enders, who in December said he wouldn't seek a new mandate when his current term expires next year. The 50-year-old is being tapped to take the top job at Airbus, the world's number 2 plane maker behind Boeing, at a time of rising orders but delayed deliveries. Crude oil down 77 cents at $73.57 a barrel on Wall Street futures, indicating a moderately lower open. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today: confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS
UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, so, you know, when I've been begging for this fall weather to arrive, and you say, well, it's coming. I didn't realize it was going to come on the backside of some kind of tropical system, Dr. Bill. I mean, you did tell us there was that area that bore watching, and looks like it's borne fruit.
Yeah, we watched all last week this tropical wave coming across the Caribbean, and I said that conditions must likely be favorable when it reached the northwest Caribbean. Well, that's the case now. And we have tropical storm Michael. I just report now puts the highest winds at 70 miles an hour, so it's almost a hurricane. It's located right on the northeastern tip of the Yucatan Peninsula, about to go through now the Yucatan Channel. That's between Cuba and Yucatan. And then they'll be in the Gulf today, and in the southeastern Gulf, and it's headed in a northerly direction. That's rather ominous for us, because that would mean to be headed directly for the Alabama coast. However, the upper air winds are going to turn that storm eventually to the northeast. So tomorrow it'll be in the central Gulf, and then move into the northern Gulf of Mexico as we get into Wednesday morning, and it'll then veer to the northeast. The likely target right now for late Wednesday or Wednesday afternoon, or possibly into Wednesday evening, would be the Florida Panhandle, particularly way over around Panama City to Apalachicola. And that would mean that the brunt of that storm would certainly move up around the Tallahassee area, and that would be Wednesday night. That puts us on the, what we would call the good side of the storm, in which we will have northerly winds and offshore flow. We'll be right on the fringe, so that we'll see some gusty winds from that storm, particularly on Wednesday, probably in the range of 15 to 25 miles per hour. But all of the rain, the heavy rain, would stay over well to the east of us. That storm would eventually track up to Georgia and right across South Carolina and North Carolina as a weakened storm, and then head out to sea. And as you mentioned, being on the good side of the hurricane, we will see a northerly wind, and that's going to bring the first real cool air mass for the fall. And on Friday, particularly Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to see lows in the 50s and high temperatures in the 70s to around 80. So some beautiful weather coming in after that storm moves through. Now, today, we're looking for mostly sunny skies. A few thunderstorms developing this afternoon. High will be in the upper 80s, so still quite warm. Tonight, a chance of a few thunderstorms developing, low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, a very good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms as we start to see the cloud cover and circulation of Michael start to affect us. So good chance for rain for tomorrow night and into Wednesday. And, of course, Wednesday will be breezy, as I mentioned, with winds out of the north around 15 to 25 miles per hour. Things improve rapidly on Thursday. We'll call it mostly cloudy. High will be in the mid-80s, but the humidity will drop. And then into the upper 50s Thursday night. Friday, sunny, only 82. Saturday, sunny, 78 for the high. Mm. And a slight chance of a shower on Sunday, but still very pleasant with a high in the low 80s. So some beautiful weather coming in for the end of the week.
All right, so impacts from Michael in our area. There's the good one, the dry and cooler air coming in. But as we proceed through today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, storm surge, are we going to see anything along our coast that will be of notice?
Shouldn't be much of a problem. I mean, we're going to be on the west side. We have an offshore wind. And so the real storm surge problem is going to be over from Panama City and Apalachicola, St. Mark's on the Big Bend area, and that's where significant storm surge. Now, the strength of the storm when it makes landfall, there's a good chance it'll be a Category 2, and conditions are such that we could even see a Category 3 just before landfall, but certainly top winds of around 100-plus miles per hour that will be felt in that Panama City, particularly Apalachicola area.
Yeah, you've taught us over time. I know this is a very basic layman's understanding of how storms strengthen, but you've taught us over time to look at two things, shear and surface temperature, right? And I look at the Gulf. I can see that the water is really warm in the Gulf right now, mid-80s.
Yeah, no problem there. I mean, temperatures in many areas are in the mid-80s, even better than that, probably in some locations, but very, very warm water. The other very important conditions, the upper atmosphere for shearing, and that is if the winds are too strong aloft, then it will tear the storm apart. So we have more of a light wind pattern above the storm system, and that's going to allow it to strengthen. Those upper air winds, even though they're light, they will help in the steering. And in this case, it will steer it more toward the northeast, but at the same time, it will allow it to grow when it intensifies. So looks like a pretty good storm as for strength, and it should stay right now. All indications are it's going to stay to the east of us.
All right. Well, good news. We'll check back with you soon, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, Dr. Bill Williams. So there you go. You heard a lot of talk over the weekend. What you know? What's happening? What about Michael? What about the spaghetti models? Everybody said to me links. Hey, you see this? It's sure to come in right through your house or something. I was like, I don't know. I'll wait till Monday and get the full update from Dr. Bill. And, of course, he's going to update us from now on through the time the storm makes landfall. Breaks my heart, though, that the storm will then track through the Carolinas. Those people,
yeah.
I mean, and I know this isn't a huge rainmaker the way other storms, but this is still going to be, you know, rain of note to an already saturated area. Speaking of which, I got a story that goes bad and then goes good in the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. We'll give you that story coming up in just a second. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, good ride coming in from Baldwin County. Once again, across the Bayway, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Highway 90 Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road, and even Schillinger Road near Three Notch. You've seen some radar, but light traffic and accident-free conditions so far on the way in. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa, the new splash and activities on. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
All right, 643 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Yeah, here's a story. This is one of these stories about people being bad and then the goodness of the rest of us. An Army medic named Luis Ocampo left his home in Charlotte last month when his National Guard unit got called up for Hurricane Florence relief. And while he was gone, helping out people that were suffering from the hurricane, someone broke into his house and looted his home.
Nice.
Stole his computer, gaming systems, a bunch of other stuff. So his friends and family started a GoFundMe campaign trying to raise enough money to replace it all. Their goal was $5,000 to get him back the stuff. I mean, he's off serving our country.
Doing good things.
Doing good things. And the dirt bags are taking their stuff. Okay, so the goal was $5,000. They raised $15,000. Okay?
Wow.
$15,000. But Luis didn't want to make money off this thing, so he told the people who started the GoFundMe, please stop taking donations. Don't accept any more donations. He said he couldn't take advantage of people's generosity by accepting more than he needed. So he ends up having $15,000. The what was lost was only about $5,000, still significant, but $5,000 for this Army medic. And so what did he do? He took the money and went to another soldier who had to move into a hotel after a tree fell on his house during Florence, gave the rest to him and a charity called Soldiers and Airmen Assistance Fund.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome.
He could have, through the GoFundMe, just taken all $15,000. No way. Took $5,000. I guess they used that money to replace the things that had been looted from his home, gave the rest to other charities.
That's great. What a good guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Luis Ocampo there in North Carolina. All right, 6:45. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. U.S. Representative Mike Rogers of Alabama has been named in a report as a leading candidate to become the head of the U.S. Air Force. Rogers is a Republican from Sachs. But that's depending on who you ask. You see, according to foreignpolicy.com, President Donald Trump is unhappy with Heather Wilson, the current Secretary of the Air Force, because of efforts to undermine the Space Force initiative. The report goes on to say that Mr. Trump is considering replacing Wilson. Now, Rogers dismissed the report as, quote, a rumor. His spokesperson says, quote, Congressman Rogers is dedicated to continuing to serve the people of East Alabama in Congress as their trusted conservative leader. The White House issued a statement on Thursday replying to foreignpolicy.com, denying that Mr. Trump was even part of any discussion to fire Wilson, saying, quote, all reporting to the contrary is simply false. Rogers is Alabama's second longest-serving congressman. He is right now seeking a ninth term in the November 6th election. He's being challenged by Democrat Mallory Hagan. No, you're not dreaming. Traffic is moving a bit quicker this morning as children attending Mobile County Public Schools have today, Tuesday, and Wednesday off from school. Teachers, though, they're still heading into work to attend Teacher Workday and Professional Development Days. All students will be back in school Thursday, October the 11th, with the exception of Fondy Elementary School. Students there, they are back in school Wednesday, October the 10th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Still no arrest in a fatal shooting on Dexter Avenue in Mobile. The shooting happened Sunday morning about 8 o'clock. Mobile police and Mobile Fire Rescue responded to that call. The victim was rushed to the hospital but died from his injuries. Family members gathered near the police tape trying to learn more about what happened.
This is the second person who's been shot in our family in a couple of weeks.
A Facebook Marketplace shopper was robbed at gunpoint in Mobile. Now police are looking for 21-year-old Londresso Poor Spencer. Police say he posed as a woman selling an iPhone on the social media site. He's then accused of pulling a gun on the would-be buyer and taking her money and cell phone. If you know where to find poor Spencer, you're asked to call Mobile Police's tip line. An indoor marijuana farm was found at an Okaloosa Island apartment. The sheriff's office says they found a pound and a half of weed growing inside. 25-year-old Fabian Pabon and 21-year-old Leanne Pabon were arrested after the couple tried to run from officers. They're both charged with possession, intent to distribute, cultivation of marijuana, and possession of paraphernalia. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. News 5.
Working on the car, huh?
Yeah, it's been stalling.
It could be friction from your floor mats.
No.
Oil change too? Better change your oil fuses.
Nice try. Hand me that Purolator Boss filter.
Wow, protects up to 15,000 miles?
Right. Nothing gets by Purolator. Or me.
Great. Now let's demagnetize those floor mats.
This is sad now.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. There were lots of upsets in college football this weekend, with 8 of the teams in the top 25 falling and 3 teams from the top 10. The Auburn Tigers lost to Mississippi State on Saturday 23-9. In a battle of struggling offenses, the Bulldogs came out on top with 349 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. The Tigers plunged in the AP Top 25 after their second loss of the season. They fell from 8th to 21st in this week's poll. The Oklahoma Sooners fell from 7th to 11th after losing to Texas on a last-minute field goal in the Red River Showdown. Yesterday, the Sooners released longtime defensive coordinator Bob Stoops. The 48 points scored by Texas on Saturday were the most ever scored against Oklahoma in the Red River Showdown. The LSU Tigers were beaten in Gainesville by the Florida Gators 27-19. With their first loss of the season, the Tigers fell from 5th in the AP poll to 13th, while the Gators jumped from 22nd up to 14th. The rest of the top 10 rankings following this weekend: Central Florida remains undefeated and are now ranked 10th. Texas moved up 9 spots to number 9. Penn State is ranked 8th, Washington 7th. West Virginia undefeated, now ranked 6th. Notre Dame picked up a road win over ranked Virginia Tech. They're up 1 spot to number 5. And the top 4 remains unchanged from last week. Clemson's number 4, Ohio State number 3, Georgia number 2, and Alabama still ranked number 1, even after giving up a season-high 31 points on Saturday. Head coach Nick Saban was not enthused. Right now in the FM Talk 106.5 Pick'em Challenge, JTD leads a close group with 246 total points. Flea Flicker and Big Al I Hit Dingers are both 1 point behind the leader, and Pick'em Professor alone in fourth place, 2 points behind JTD. I'm currently hot on everyone's tail.
Yeah.
In 77th place. Only need 37 points to catch up.
So. That's it.
Yeah, I don't see that happening this season.
A lot better than me.
In the Major League playoffs, the Atlanta Braves won a thriller on Sunday night to force a fourth game today in the NLDS. The Braves beat the LA Dodgers 6-5 in Atlanta after gaining and then losing a 5-run lead. Down 2-0 and facing a sweep, the Atlanta Braves loaded the bases in the second inning and scored a run when pitcher Sean Newcomb was walked by 4 straight balls. Next up, with the bases loaded, rookie Braves slugger Ronald Acuna Jr. made the biggest hit of his career.
The 3-1, and Acuna swings. It's a high drive to left center field. Taylor back, at the wall, it is gone! A grand slam for Acuna!
The Dodgers would tie the game in the fifth inning with a Max Muncy solo home run, but the very next inning, Braves first baseman Freddie Freeman would return the favor with the game-winning homer.
To face Freddie Freeman!
Dodgers now lead the series 2-1. The Braves will try to tie the series in Atlanta with Game 4 set to begin this afternoon at 3:30. The Milwaukee Brewers will face the winner of that series in the NLCS after they finished a sweep of the Colorado Rockies yesterday with a 6-0 win. Today, Houston could complete an ALDS sweep over the Cleveland Indians. Game 3 is set to begin at 12:30, and Boston and the New York Yankees each have one win in their series. Game 3 is in the Bronx tonight at 6:40. Tonight, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees could break a record and meet a milestone if he has a good night against the Washington Redskins with 4 touchdown passes. Brees will become the 4th quarterback in NFL history to throw 500 career touchdown passes, and he's also only 201 passing yards shy of breaking Peyton Manning's all-time record of 71,940 passing yards. He could break that record tonight in New Orleans.
Yeah, is it because Brees has been in longer, or is it,
I'm not trying to listen, I'm blown away. I'm a Brees fan, is it breakdown like per year? You know what I'm saying?
Well, Peyton had a year or two of bad injuries, and he was really not as efficient his last season. But Drew Brees has just had unbelievable seasons where he's passing for nearly 400 yards a game. He's led the league in passing for at least 4 or 5 seasons.
Brees is how old now?
He's going on 38 or 39.
Okay.
He's almost 40, I think.
Okay.
But he should play longer than Tom Brady. And Tom Brady's wanting to play another 5 years until he's 45. Drew Brees in
makes
good
me
shape.
Feel better.
6:53 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find them here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are still clear. Coming in from Daphne, Spanish Ford, across the Bayway and the Causeway, no delays there. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. Watch for the state troopers in Mobile again. No major backups or delays. Market in the Square's back every Saturday, starting this Saturday through November 17th. Running downtown, get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers, soaps, lotions, eggs, and baked goods. Artists and also musicians will perform as well. Get details at special events. EventsMobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Truett Insurance and Bonding in Daphne. When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Call 625-2600 or visit our website, truettinsurance.com. Do it with Truett.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today. 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
655 FM Talk 1065. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. A fatal car accident has claimed the life of a 77-year-old man in Choctaw County. Last Friday morning, Glenn Austin Busby of Melvin was traveling west on Melvin Road near Hurricane Road. According to police, Mr. Busby failed to negotiate a curve, causing his truck to go off the road and hit a tree. Busby was not wearing his seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. At this hour, Alabama State Troopers continue to investigate this crash. The nation's largest mattress retailer is saying good night to its customers as plans are announced for Mattress Firm to close 700, quote, underperforming stores. Mattress Firm also filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Friday. As many as 200 stores will close quickly, they say, with about 500 others coming in the next few weeks. Mattress Firm has about 3,300 stores in 49 U.S. states. The online competition is being blamed for their struggles in recent years. According to the company, Mattress Firm expects to complete restructuring within the next 45 to 60 days, and they say all suppliers and contractors will be paid in full. Customers, well, you can expect your deliveries to be made as scheduled, and warranties and guarantees will be honored. The president and CEO of Mattress Firm said the bankruptcy process will allow the retailer to, quote, strengthen our balance sheet and accelerate the optimization of our store portfolio. Mattress Firm was founded in 1986. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 1065. Mobile Mornings, Monday style. The latest on the tropics and Michael. Tropical Storm Michael, slated to be a Category 2 hurricane, impacting somewhere to our east, is what Dr. Bill is calling for now. He'll break it down, give you the details coming up next hour. Check in with News 5 right now.